following is a presentation of Genoa. For more information, find us on the web at genoachurch.org.
Hey, Genoa, I'm Pastor Scott.
And I'm Pastor Frank.
And we want to thank you for tuning in for what would be our regular Wednesday night Bible study, which has now become the online Bible study. And Pastor, would you have thought a month ago we would experience anything like what we're experiencing like this?
Absolutely not. A month ago, we would be very happy with hundreds of people coming in the building. You had how many life groups going on in the building at one time?
So there's like 60-some groups for 1,000 people.
Yeah, on Wednesday evenings. And now we can't let anyone in the buildings. And we're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people online worshiping, studying the Bible, and growing in Christ together.
Yeah, and that's the goal during this time is when you're stuck in your house. Over the next 6 weeks, we hope you learn the book of Galatians.
Yes.
But as weird as this is going to be, Sunday mornings have been absolutely crazy. And what we thought was kind of a silly little idea, Pastor, I'm not going to lie, there was 12 of us in the room, 11 of us thought you were crazy. You came up with this drive-in church service. Tell us a little bit how that's been going the past couple weeks.
Well, you know it has been going very, very well. It's off the chart, off the hook, however you say it. But our attendance, the response has been great. The publicity has been more than we could ever have hoped for. And the first week, I think that we had a few hundred people. Last week, we had 600 people.
And then this 600 cars.
Or 600 cars.
1,300 people.
And 1,300 people. That sometimes is what we have on a morning worship
yeah.
when it's bad weather or bad preaching, you know? And that's always when I'm preaching, when it's bad preaching, by the way. But it's been great, Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited, Genoa family, that we're getting people from outside of our church coming in also.
Mm-hmm.
They can't worship in their buildings, and so they're coming here. We're getting great friendships made, great relationships started. But I'm really, really excited about what's happening on Wednesday night because that's the growth time and the discipleship time.
Yeah. We're excited for that. We're going to explain more of how to be a part of this here in just a little bit. But, Pastor, can you tell us again, you've had a crazy couple Sundays, and we've had ABC, NBC, you had people down in Arizona calling saying, hey, I saw you on the news. BET did an article. The Christian Post did an article. There's pictures everywhere. Can you tell us what that's been like?
Well, you know, I kiddingly said this, Scott. I said, you know, I always thought I would be famous and on national news or in a national magazine like Time or all these things. But I thought it would be because I was a handsome hunk or a brilliant brain. Little did I know it would be because I was stupid enough to get on a scissor lift out in our parking lot. But, you know, God can use many, many things
yeah.
for his kingdom and glory. And they're all kidding aside, this season we're in is very serious.
Yeah.
People are concerned. They're hungry for spiritual things. And I want to thank our Genoa family for not only supporting us emotionally, but financially, spiritually, and then with your attendance and involvement. Even like this Galatians study that you and other pastors are going to do, so we can continue to grow together. The Marines have a term about the importance of operating as a unit. They call it the esprit de corps, and that means the spirit of the group. And right now, the spirit of the group at Genoa is off the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
It's an exciting time with the new building in progress.
Yes.
And steel being delivered next week. I mean, it's an exciting time. But
yep.
Pastor, I don't want to keep you, but I do want to make this somewhat interactive where it's not just lecture. Do have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
And if you have questions for our pastors throughout the week, you can send me an email or direct message our Facebook account. But first of all, Pastor Matt's been doing this stuff with the youth group, the top 10 quarantine snacks. And we want to know, Pastor Frank, what is your favorite snack during this quarantine time?
Yeah, well, there's probably only one snack that I'm hiding from the rest of the family. And it's in my office, and it's behind my computer desk. And I can reach back and get one of those coconut Almond Joys or Reese cups
Ooh.
Without them knowing about it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. Those are good ones.
Pastor Frank, anything else you want to encourage the
congregation
would,
but
with?
I've got a call here I have to take. So, guys, as always, I'm out of here. I love you guys. Hug 37 and a half kids in your house. And if you don't have that many, I'll send my grandchildren to you. See you. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Pastor. Hey, guys, would you watch this trailer real quick?
Galatians 1, starting in verse 1. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men or by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The New Testament book of Galatians was written to new believers in the region of Galatia. They had been set free by the gospel of grace, but they didn't know how to live in freedom. When Paul finds out, he's not just upset, I mean, he's angry, but he points to his own changed life as a testimony to the transforming power of the gospel of freedom. His major concern for the Galatian Christians is that they had the gospel. They had it, but then it got diluted. They added on to it. And so Paul keeps the main thing, that no matter what else happens, he will only boast in Christ, because he is the one who has set us free to live free. So when we die to ourselves, Christ lives in us, and he sanctifies us. He makes us clean. He makes us holy. He sets us apart for his purposes. And trying to do that on our own, Paul says, take it from me, it doesn't work. And the metaphor he uses here, this fruit of the Spirit, it's what our lives naturally produce when we're living out of God's power rather than our own. It's the fruit that shows where our roots are. And Paul is letting the people in Galatia know that he has been down the religious road before, and it doesn't lead to freedom, it leads to slavery. It doesn't lead to transformation, it leads to frustration. It doesn't lead to life, it leads to death. But Jesus had set him free from all of that. And what the gospel of freedom did for Paul, the gospel of freedom can do for you.
Three, two.
Well, the first pastor I have joining me tonight is... Three, two, one.
Oh, wait, you want me to say my name there?
Oh, I don't know. Are we...
Nobody introduces anybody that way.
All right.
Hi, this is my friend. His name is... All right. No, you say
tonight
my name.
I've got Pastor Matt helping out.
Let's restart this.
All right. I thought you were saying your name. Joining us for the introduction tonight, I have Pastor Matt Clark with me. And I'm excited Matt is here to help us talk about some important things that are very important to us, and that will be the Bible study and
extremely important.
Nothing else. Is that the most beautiful helmet there is in college football?
It is the most beautiful football I've ever seen. All right. It shows the Ohio State logo.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Well, I'm very honored that you've asked me to join you on this. Let's just dive in, man. I know we're doing a study on the book of Galatians, mm-hmm. but let me ask you, why are we doing an online study? This is a softball question.
Because you can't come inside the church
right.
building.
There's no entering our premises. So, premises. I don't know what the word is. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, obviously we can't meet together. Wednesday nights, typically we meet for small groups. So we're going to do an online study. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, you know, so I think about when we look back at what we did during the coronavirus outbreak, you know, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of people that are panicking, and sometimes we just need to be pointed back to the light and realize that God is in control. God knew this was coming, and we don't need to be afraid. Does that mean everything will work out? It doesn't mean that everything is going to work out individually for our lives. I can't say everyone's going to get their income back and their businesses will come back, but I will say this is something that God can use. A lot of times the church grows under one persecution or two difficult times. And so although it may be a difficult time for the country, I think this could be one of the most powerful times the church has ever experienced, because people are looking for hope. People have questions. No longer is it about their 401k and their positions and their jobs, but man, we realize there's more to life than this game we play sometimes. And so that's why I'm excited about this Bible study.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that the busyness of life, I mean, all of that stuff is gone now, right?
Yep,
like we're staying at home. We got to hang out with our kids, which is a great thing, right, Scott? It's great to hang out with our kids at home. Anyway, so,
yes.
so the cool thing about this is one of the best things about God is that he is the one, really the only one who can truly make something great come out of terrible situations. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it in my life already. I've seen it in the lives of a lot of people, that people are seeing the opportunities, even in this difficult time where bad, bad things are happening. This is an opportunity that we have. Thank God for technology, right?
Yeah. Like,
that we can do this online. I know as a youth pastor, me and the other youth leaders, we're missing the kids and stuff. But with technology, we're able to stay connected. And that's exactly what this Bible study is going to do. We didn't, I correct me if I'm wrong here, we didn't want to just send a video to you and say, watch this Galatians video.
Yeah.
And
we just gave you a website that has 10,000 better speakers than we are. Like, we realize that, but we realize right. that the social interaction is missing. And so we want you to somehow feel connected to us. My wife has kind of been doing a preschool class, and you can imagine live streaming for 3-year-olds.
They're doing online school for
online preschool. You keep your kids at home, and then you tune in for 10 minutes a day.
Let's pray for them right
she
now.
She will teach you the days of the week and
and colors.
And the parents love it.
Yeah.
We're craving community. We were built for community. We're built to live life together, to do life together. And for the moment, it's been ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about a time in my life, my freshman year of college, Liberty University, the world's most exciting university, where I went to school and never did I realize, after going to school for about 7.5-8 hours a day, plus sports, getting home, maybe 12-hour days, right? Mm-hmm. When I went to Liberty, class started at 9 and I was done by 11:30. And I had all this time to do whatever I wanted with. And it was the first time in my life where I just really dug into God's Word. And I remember flying through the New Testament and just devoting time and energy into learning God's Word because I had the availability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward 20 years later, a wife, 4 kids, a dog, and all kinds of responsibilities. I don't have just 2 hours of work every day.
Right.
And so, but I think this time in our lives is going to be a pause where we can sit back and really devote some time to learning God's Word. And the book of Galatians, I don't think there's a better book that we could focus on, because it talks about the freedom we have in Christ.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a perfect study to be doing right now. Before we dive in, let me ask you this question. I know we have a lot of people that are probably watching that have never done an online study
before. Let's be honest. There's probably 4 people watching.
But 3 of those 4 have never done an online study before. And I can imagine that if you're not tech savvy, if you're not, you know, on your computer the time, this could be kind of difficult. So can you just walk us through how in the world do we be a part of this?
Yeah, it's very simple. The first thing is just send me an email, slewald@genoachurch.org on the screen. And from there, I will send you an invite to our Right Now Media account. And it's simple. It's free. You just basically get a username, password, and you're good to go. That unlocks the 10,000 resources and Bible studies that are there on that. I will send you a weekly update of what's required each week. And basically, there'll be 3 things we ask you to do. The first thing is, 1, read a chapter in Galatians. So between now and next Wednesday, we want you to read chapter 1. It's not very hard. Should take all about 3 or 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, we want you to watch a video on Right Now Media called The Book of Galatians by Kyle Eidelman. And can we throw Kyle's name up there? Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle Eidelman. It'll be sent in the email. And basically, you just pop on, watch week number 1. It's a 12-minute video. And you do that before Wednesday night services. So Wednesday nights at 6:45, that's when we'll be posting these mm-hmm. videos. Hope to get some more interaction with questions and comments. And you'll watch the recap, sometimes with Pastor Matt, sometimes with Joe or Derek or Pastor Frank or some different people, just to keep the mix going. And so, of course, if you got any questions about anything, just email me.
Right, yeah. Guys, and don't think that you only have to watch the study on Galatians. Like he said, over 10,000 resources on
this? Well, first watch the study on Galatians.
First watch the one that we're doing.
There
but
go.
Then check it out, man. I mean, this site is awesome. It is the Netflix of Christianity.
Yep. Right? For kids too.
For kids. There's tons of kids material. So check it out. It's really good. I don't know if they got movies, but they're all Bible studies and stuff like that. But the kids, they got tons of kids movies and stuff. But anyways, check it out. It's awesome. All right. Well, if it's cool with you, I think let's go ahead and dive in. I'm going to go ahead and read the first 5 verses of Galatians, right?
Let me give a little background before you read.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament, he went around on these different trips. They call them missionary journeys, mm-hmm. Mission trips. And he went around and said, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was resurrected. He is the only way to get to God. And so he starts these churches. And so there's some churches in the area of Galatia. And he started them. He's excited for them. He's passionate about them. And then he starts to hear these churches aren't teaching what he's taught. He's learning that the Jews were coming to Christ, which were exciting. Mm-hmm. After the cross, Gentiles started coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. And these Gentiles were told, hey, you've got to follow the Mosaic law and everything that comes with it. Now, there's some things that come with it none of us want to do.
Right.
So they're told, you have to do this. You have to earn your way into salvation. Mm-hmm. And when Paul hears this, he's upset. He's frustrated. He says, guys, this is not the way to live. It's not Jesus Christ and works. It's only by the grace of God that you are saved. And so he writes this letter to them and says, listen, you don't understand the freedom you have in Christ. Not a freedom to sin, but the freedom to understand that you can live not chained down to the old laws of the Old Testament. I love in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus pretty much takes the Old Testament law and makes it even harder for us and mm-hmm. says, hey, you used to hear that if you killed someone, that's wrong. But I tell right. you, if you think an evil thought or you think a hateful thought against that person, you've committed murder in your heart. So he's taken that even farther in the New Testament. He says, listen, these laws of how many steps you can take, these laws of what you have to do, you are unchained from those. And so I don't want to dig too much into chapter one because they haven't right. watched the video, but why don't you yeah. read a few of the
yeah.
verses?
Let me just say this real quick, that the key doctrine of the book of Galatians is that it's justification by faith alone, right? Yep. When you get saved, you're saved by your faith in Jesus Christ, not by the works. And like he said, that people were perverting the gospel that he had taught, and they were saying, hey, listen. And really, I mean, it probably came from a good mindset.
Oh, it's natural.
Yeah, you got to follow those Jewish customs, you know. And I know we kind of laughed when you were like, some of these we don't want to do. Circumcision was a big one, right? Like these new Galatians, or the not Galatians, the Gentiles were like, wait, I got to do what? Like, and so there's all these Jewish laws that they were trying to get them to do. And Paul's writing back and he's like, guys, that's not what yeah. faith is about. It's yeah. about, or I'm sorry, that's not what your salvation is about. Your salvation, how you truly come to know Jesus, is faith. And so let me go ahead and read these first five
let me say one
here.
More thing. I think that's my default.
Yeah. Right.
As
oh,
well.
Yeah, for sure. It's like everybody.
I didn't read my Bible today. Mm-hmm. God's not happy with me. I didn't spend as much time in prayer as I should have. I prayed for all six meals, but I didn't spend as much time in prayer. And we right. naturally go back to man, if I'm not doing enough, God's not happy with me. And so I think what we're going to learn over these next 6 weeks, God loves you. He won't love you anymore. He won't love you any less. Mm-hmm. There's some responsibilities. There's some challenges that we have.
Right.
But our salvation is only by the grace of God.
Yeah, and as your faith grows, as you grow in a deeper relationship with God, you're going to want to follow the rules.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the rules that save you, but these are called the fruits of the Spirit, right? You will naturally show these things
yeah.
if you're truly saved. So. Okay, Galatians 1-5, it's on the screen, you can follow along. Here we go. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I think when we look at that passage, there's three different points that Matt and I really drag out of this. And the first one is Paul says, I'm sent by God who raised Jesus from the dead. Paul's out there and says, hey, this is my mission. I'm not just teaching what I think, but I am an apostle. I am sent by God to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And how exciting it is to know that he's on mission. And sometimes we forget that we're on mission as well.
Right. Yeah, and this is a big point here that he's kind of reestablishing who he is, because he's saying, hey, look, I'm an apostle, not by man, but by Jesus Christ. Because I know a lot of these people who were saying, hey, Paul told you this, but do it this way, you know, follow these Jewish things. And he's like, listen, I'm an apostle sent by God. Like, what I'm saying is the gospel. And we got to fight against that even today, right? Like, where people are saying things that don't, even from churches, they're saying things that just don't match up with doctrine and scripture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to be very careful, right? So yeah, I thought that was kind of a cool point that he's just reestablishing his authority as an apostle there. So
I like the second point we drag out as well. It says to rescue us from the evils of this world. And we are thankful that we've been rescued at the age of 12. I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. My parents had told me time and time again. And I even remember coming into the living room one Sunday night and saying, "Dad, I want to accept Christ." And he goes, all right, Scott, here's how you do it." And I said, "Dad, you've told me time and time again. I've heard Pastor Bill tell me time and time again. I know what to do, but today's the day I want to make that commitment." And that's when I was rescued from the evils of this world. And I think sometimes we forget, if we stay in our Christian bubble, just how evil this world is, how evil sickness can be, how evil this corona disease is,
right,
and the problems it's causing. And we can be rescued from that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Do you know what the most deadly century of all time has been? It's been this last one. They said in the last 100 years, which I never realized that. You just think back in the ancient times like the medieval age, like you're just like, "Oh, that was the most deadly." But when you think we've had World War II, Vietnam War, I mean, just all this mass death and mass evil has happened in this country, or not just our country, but the world over the last 100 years. And then I think we kind of can fall into the trap of thinking, "Oh, things are getting better," right? In America, especially, that people are nicer, people are better, but things are getting worse, like in terms of the world. And there is evil out there. And when I hear this, "He gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age," I can't wait to see God someday get out of here. You know, I mean, I like where I live and all this stuff, but this doesn't even compare to what heaven is going to be someday. And it's a good reminder.
I think you're right. It's a good reminder that, hey, this world is evil. It's sinful. It's difficult. It can be hard from time to time. And the exciting promise we have of the hope we have for heaven, that one day the worst thing this world can do to us is make us see Jesus. And that's pretty exciting.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, last point. I like how it closes out, that all glory to God forever and ever. Amen. That's the goal of this class. That's the goal of our lives. That's the goal that we have as Christians, that everything that we do bring glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that we, whenever you do a study like this, whenever you're, you know, reading through the Bible, just remember what it's all about, right? We're not doing this study to say, "Hey, we want you to learn the book of Galatians so that you can show."
Well, we
your
do want them to know the book.
That... There was more to that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry. Let me finish the entire statement
first.
The question is why are we learning the book of Galatians? Is it to tout your knowledge? Is it to say, "Hey, I always love it when people are always putting I better not say this, but anyways, but like when people they overshow their Bible studies and stuff like that, and they're just like, "Look, I'm learning the Bible so much." I'm like, "Okay, that's cool. But why are you doing
You're upset that people are learning the Bible?"
Well, maybe that they're just like bragging.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's it. I don't know.
It's almost biblical that you shouldn't boast of your head knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like it says it in there. But ask yourself, why are you doing this study? You know, and everything that we do should be towards the glory of God. It should be towards praising God forever and ever. We got to remember that when we leave here, that's what we're doing in heaven for all of eternity, is glorifying God, and we should be doing it in our lives. So just remember, the whole purpose of this is that as we grow closer to Christ, it's to bring him the glory that he deserves.
I'm gonna have you close out in prayer, but before, I got one more set of verses I want to read in Matthew chapter 5. And even though it's a difficult, dark world right now, I'm reminded that we are the light. In Matthew 5:14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
Sweet. Yeah, let's pray. If you don't mind, let's bow our heads. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for how you continue to bless us even in these times of difficulty, in these times of fear and uncertainty. And Lord, I just pray that as we continue to go through this uncharted territory, that we can remember what our lives should be all about, and that's bringing you glory, Lord. So as we dive into this study of Galatians, I just pray that this can be, that it can be an encouragement to us. It can be something that just, that we internalize in our lives and just live our lives by, Lord. There's so much good content in this book from the Apostle Paul, and I just pray that we can apply it to our lives, Lord. and that we can remember, just like this first passage says here, that what is most important is that you get the glory and honor forever and ever. I thank you for everybody that's listening. I pray that that they can grow in their relationship with you. And I just pray that you give all the pastors involved in this the words to speak, and everybody that's listening the ears to hear. We love you, God, and we thank you, and we praise in your name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, guys, don't forget to send me an email to sign up, read your chapter, watch your 12-minute video, and we'll see you next week.
Take it easy.